And now, the Phil Henry Show presents 30 Days of Bobby with Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley from the Homeowners Association of Western Estates. Here then, Bobby Dooley.
Thank you very, very much, Sly Wingham. And I asked Sly to announce the show that way because, Steve...
That's right, got to do a little of that Doug Dang shorthand.
We're doing Doug Danger shorthand on the show today, and we think you're going to enjoy it. One of the reasons why we like to do the Doug Danger shorthand is because it affords us the time to think as performers. And yes, I'm a Homeowners Association president. I'm a mother. I'm a wife. I run the PTO, but also I'm a performer. I am, in my own way, an artist. And you need to be thinking at all times when you're on stage. And it's something that I try to impart to Steve and to a lot of people that don't need to know because they're just what they are. But I'm a performer.
Yeah, you are a performer, honey. You have to be thinking.
Right, that's what I just said. But that's all right, Steve. So with that in mind, let's switch into Doug Dang shorthand, a Babadoo. Steve?
Hey, honey, that was funny. You went Babadoo?
Why did you...
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Steve do.
So he used to do.
To do.
Bob do.
Bob do and oh.
Well, I'm gonna John Jabone.
John Jabone, yeah.
And Margaret.
Margaret.
John Jabone will let's pump.
Let's punt.
See what we can do here. I can't do shorthand all the way because I'm not that conversant in it. But here's John Jerryman is joining us. John is a part of, you know, we're going kind of prematurely here, John, but first of all, you're John Jabu in Doug Danger shorthand, aren't you?
I'm sorry, are you speaking to me?
It's Bobby Dooley.
Yes, I'm waiting to I'm holding for the Bobby Dooley show, but I just heard someone say, are you John Jabu?
Well, what's wrong?
What is wrong? That's.
I'm sorry, Mr. Jerryman. This is Steve Dooley. I tried to.
Oh, you're Steve Dooley. You're the man who called me and said, "Could I be on the Bobby Dooley?" Or at the time, did you call it Bob Doo? Margaret Gray's.
Well, we're going to get Margaret on in a moment, Mr. Jerryman. What we wanted to do is the shorthand, though. You weren't familiarized.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I had called you, Mr. Jabu.
My name isn't Jabu. I don't even know that I like that. And if you don't mind, I'd like to speak with Margaret.
All right, hold on for a minute, Mr. Jerryman. What are you doing, Steve?
You talked about shorthand, John Jabu.
How did you come up with... Let's go over to Margaret Gray, who is on the phone with us. Margaret is in Santa Monica and was herself, for the longest time, a... Margaret, you were, I guess, on stage, musical theater...
Yes, that is correct, Bobby. I was doing musical theater with John Jerryman in Philadelphia. John, let me just get John up on the line right now.
Okay, well, hold on. I have to do it.
I know, but I'm worried because I heard him.
John Jerryman here.
Oh, John Jabu.
That's what I heard. Who is John Jabu?
That's the way, Margaret. It's John Jerryman. These people, the Dudleys.
Excuse me. My name is Bobby Dooley.
All right, well, then who's Bob Doo?
That is John, forgive me, this is Margaret, John, that is shorthand that they use.
I've heard about this shorthand, and you can use all the shorthand you want. I violently resent being called John Jabu, and that's all there is to that.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Because it sounds racial. It sounds like you're throwing a racial epithet at me.
Well, I can assure you, John, that that's not the case.
Well, then what?
Are you black?
No, I'm not black. It doesn't make any difference if I'm black or not. I don't like being called...
Well, I know it sounds probably a little bit like...
Don't say it, for Christ's sake, on a crutch. Don't say it, Dooley, all right?
Don't call my husband Dooley. His name...
I'll call him. Is this... Oh, so you're the Dooley that called me. That's right. Someone left a message that said, message for John Jabu from Steve Dooley. And I said, who in God's name? It is a shorthand. Well, what do they mean?
All right, let me explain. Shorthand, Mr. Jerryman, I'm sorry, I should have had my husband. Shorthand was developed by one of the guests on the Phil Henry Show.
I know Mr. Henry. Is he there?
No, Phil is not here. This is the 30 Days of Bobby.
The 30 Days... The 30 Days of Bobby?
Yes, I'm Bob Dew. I mean, I'm Bobby Dooley.
All right, if someone better start explaining. Who's Bob Dew? Who's John Jaboo? And while we're on this subject, I want to know who Margay. Margay, is that you?
Yes, John, I'm Margaret Gray. I'm Margay.
Oh, that is so much bull.
All right, hold on for a minute. Doug Danger had developed a way of speaking that would save us a lot of time called shorthand. We shortened your name, John Jerryman, down to John Jaboo. My husband Steve will explain.
Yes, I'd like an explanation.
All right. Hi, Mr. Jaboo. I'm sorry, Mr. Jerryman. When we were coming up with shorthand names, we simply just say the name Pat. I don't know, my name's Stadoo. Stadoo.
You're Stadoo. Yes, you see, John, this is Margaret, and I'm Margay, and she's Bob Dew, and he's Stadoo.
All right, I understand Stadoo, and I understand. How did I get to be John Jaboo?
It just came out that way, sir. Please forgive me. Please, I'm sorry.
Well, I won't have it. If you're going to give me a shorthand name, here, let me come up with it. John Jaman?
What's that mean?
Well, what's John Jaboo? Are you bullshitting me?
That's fine. You were going to sing us a song.
I want to sing a song, yes. And this song I'd like to sing for you here tonight is one called Night and Day by, I guess if I did the shorthand, he'd be Frangang.
All right. Well, how did you come up with Frangang out of Frank Sinatra?
I don't know.
See, it is very seductive, isn't it, John?
Yeah, sure. Here is a song by Frank Sinatra called Night and Day, a beautiful tune by Cole Porter. Yeah. And I'm going to do the song for you now. Night and day, you are the one. Only you need the moon or under the sun. Hey, whether near to me or far, the boner I've got makes...
You can't...
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You know what? Can you stop the music for just a moment? I apologize. That is not John Jaboo. I mean, that's not John Jerryman.
You cannot use that kind of vulgarity.
I apologize. What happened was the wrong lyrics were slipped in here by that Erston kid. Was he sent to see his grandfather? You tell that kid if I see him anywhere near here where I am right now, I'll decapitate him. And I'll stuff his... Oh, man.
John, watch it. Okay, this is Margaret. You have to watch. You're on a national podcast.
Ooh, big deal. Now...
Mr. Jerryman...
Call me Jaboo one more time. And I mean, I'm going to come out swinging.
I'm sorry, but you can't say what you said, sir. Now get back to the Frangang.
Who?
You said Frangang.
Oh, yeah. If I see that kid around here, though, tell him I'll decapitate him, stuff his head in a box, and mail it to his grandmother.
Come on, John.
Mail it to his grandmother. All right, I'm ready. Here we go. Are we starting all over again? I'd love to. All right, start it all over again, Bobby.
Okay, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, this then is our wonderful friend from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, John Jerryman.
Yeah. All right. Night and day, you are the one. Only you need the moon or under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are. I get a stiffy. I'm kidding around.
We can't do that,
Mr. Jaboo.
He just did it again. Tell you what, kill the music. Kill it. Kill the music. That kid slipped the lyrics in again.
Well, if there's a child there slipping lyrics in, what is your name again?
What is my name? I mean, John, if there's a child slipping in lyrics there, darling, you're going to have to find a way to not have that happen. I don't know. Tell the erstwhile kid. I mean it. Come here. Are you the kid? Come here.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Give a good God. You stuff in more filthy lyrics, and I will stuff your mouth full of garlic, sever your head from your body, put it in a box, and mail it to your mother. There he goes. That always freaks him out. That's a terrible thing to do to a child.
Do you really have to do that?
Yes, I do have to do that, because just start the music again, okay?
All right, here we go. John Jerryman with Night and Day, ladies and gentlemen, on the world famous, on the Phil Henry Show, but the world famous...
Slow down, Steve.
With the world famous Bobby Dooley, who's my wife. Here it is, yeah.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the intro.
I mean, here's John Jerryman.
Thank you. Night and day, you are the one. Only you need the moon or under the sun. When my penis gets too hard, God damn that kid. Hold on.
All right, we're going to have to... Thanks, John.
Oh, yeah, right. What a sloppy way of getting out of this bit. You have me sing lyrics about a penis. Get the kid. I'm severing your head. I'm severing your head.
I want Margaret back on the... Margaret.
Bobby, what is the problem?
What the... You heard what the man sang.
I understand that. But that was a problem he was having with a child there. Someone visiting their grandmother.
I can't have that. And I would think that you would influence him or at least call him.
What do you want from me? I'm in California. He's in Philadelphia. The only thing I do is finish the song.
Oh, great. So you want to start the show off.
Well, who else have you got who can sing night and day? Huh? Yeah, that's it, baby.
Night and day, you are the one. Only you need the moon.
My sultry voice.
Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are, I think of you.
I gotta hang up.
Well, that was lovely.
I gotta hang the fuck up, okay?
Okay, she's, we've lost connection.
No kidding. I kind of guessed as much. Ladies and gentlemen, John Jerryman, Margaret Gray, butchered it alive on The Bobby Dooley Show, 30 Days of Bob Doo.
30 Days of Bob Doo. It's 30 Days of Bobby Dooley on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Be right back.
I'm Bob Doo.
Don't wear it out, okay?
Who are you?
Who the hell you talk to my wife like that?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, see?
30 Days of Bob Doo on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, brought to you by Cootigans. Man, it smells good in here. It's a Cootigans room. Ever walk into a locker room or into a bathroom or any place that's going to smell a little foul during the day? It's a Cootigans room as a new spray. It's right here. I'm holding it here in my left hand because my right hand I have shoved into a large wet cow patty. That's right. Wet cow manure right here on this table. I shove my hand into it. Now I'm going to lift it out and still dripping with cow feces. I'm spraying it. Oh, shit.
Of course it's going to still smell, man. You have to wash your hand off first.
It's a Cootigans room with Cootigans spray. Make yourself smell good someday with Cootigans. And by Barnacle Bill's. Best tasting clam chowder you ever had in your life. Also got that oyster chowder. And boy, I'll tell you, great piece of sea fish, man. Right here, it's called the sea fish. It's a fish. It's from the sea, but it's S-E-E. Sea fish? Now you don't see fish. Why? Me eat. Yeah, come on over to Barnacle Bill's. Over here, we've got beautiful shark steak, got nice swordfish. Look at the swordfish, and look at this right from Fiji. Beautiful albacore tuna steaks. You can't beat it. Barnacle Bill's, 522-15. Come down there. Barnacle Bill's. Mom,
I'd like to have another seafood steak. Oh, how I wish I'd thrown you from the car coming back from the hospital. Sure do.
And now back to 30 Days with Bob Doo. Here's Stadoo.
Hey, everybody, it's Stadoo. Bob Doo, my wife is going to be here. Stadoo Boo Boo. Thanks a lot to Mark Gray and John Jabu. I'll tell you what, it was fantastic to have him on here. Oh, look at this. Margate going back in. Bobby said that I could take some phone calls. I think he's going to be really excited to do it. And here's Bobby. Let me see if Bobby's... Margate. Margate, there...
Do me the favor of turning the music down. Thank you very much. I think what you two people did to John, I don't know if he'll ever forgive that.
Well, Bob Doo right now, Bob Doo.
I don't give... What I'm saying to you, Stadoo, is if you call that man John Jabu one more time...
I know, he'll sever my head, shove it with... stuff it with garlic and shove it with garlic.
What show have I called?
Margaret, it's Bob Doo.
Isn't that nice? The way you treated John was horribly.
We didn't treat that man horribly. He was the one that sang those filthy lyrics.
Because of the erstwhile kid, he'd slip them in.
I got something to slip in.
Do you do it or do I do it?
I'll do it. Steve?
Oh, come on.
Yeah!
Mr. Henry isn't around, so we beat men up all the time around here.
Thanks a lot, Morgay.
Yeah, sure, Bob Do. Oh, God.
Okay, welcome back, and thank you very much, Steve.
Yeah, you kicked my ass.
That's right, I did. I won't have that kind of juvenile male humor at the expense of the women on this program. I'm sure you understand. I'm Bob Do. Okay, I want to talk a little bit about where our new home is. You know, we had a cabin at Butner Lake. It burned to the ground last summer, as you all know. This summer, the pandemica, you know, kept us from being at Butner Lake. But we have purchased a home up on Frolic Beach, which is near Hollywood by the Sea. Frolic Beach is a little bit north of where the El Pacifico Studios are, where Mr. Henry has his El Pacifico Studios, where Mr. Henry has
his El Pacifico Studios.
His El Pacifico Studios. And so we wanted to talk to Dane Delano Swoot, who is one of our real sharp real estate guys here on the beach. We are currently at the Western States Homeowners Association, but I'm talking about here as in California. And Dane joins us by way of a telephone from north of Hollywood by the Sea. He's talking to us from beautiful Frolic Beach. And Dane, we're just excited as all get out to have our new home up there. We may be back to Butner Lake, but, you know, all things being equal, Mr. Henry is doing more and more from his beachside studios.
That's wonderful. It really is. And the fact that your home is one of the stilt homes there, right?
We did. We bought one of the houses up on stilts because we know that sometimes the tsunamis, although they're not really that bad, right?
Oh, no. The tsunamis are... We don't have tsunamis on Hollywood by the Sea, but we do get flooding. Sometimes the water, the tide comes in, so that's why a lot of those houses are elevated.
Tell me about Hollywood by the Sea. This is where they made some movies, right?
They did. They made The Sheik there with a man named Valentino.
What is his name?
Valentino. I'm sorry. I could get Chick Baldwin. Chick, could you?
Rudolph Valentino.
I can't say R-U-D-O-L-P-H because I have a rare muscular problem with my jaw that prevents me from pronouncing the letter U in its long form or any consonants related to it.
Okay, I don't.
But anyway, Valentino. I don't know. Should we just have Chick on standby?
Chick's got a couple of houses. I can certainly help you.
No, that's all right. Chick, thanks.
Rudolph Valentino.
But to answer your question, Bobby, back in the day in the 1920s, Hollywood came up here to Hollywood by the Sea. When I say Hollywood, the studios came up here. And they were looking for a location for a film called The Sheik, which would star... Rudolph Valentino. And they found this beautiful area of sand dunes and seagrass north of the
Well, you talk about Port Hueneme, I know that.
Yeah, right, that's it. And they found this beautiful stretch, and that is where they started to shoot the shoot.
You mean they started to shoot the sheik?
They started to shoot the shoot.
You don't hear what Steve's saying? They started to shoot the film, The Sheik.
Yes, they started to shoot the sheik. They started to shoot... Oh, yeah, they started to shoot the film, The Sheik, which starred... Valentino.
Why do we have Steve say it? My husband. Steve, you can say that.
Yeah, what is it?
Can you say Rudolph Valentino?
Yeah, I can say Rudolph... Yeah, I can say Rudolph Tino. Like that?
God damn, what's your problem, son?
Well, you ought to hear the way you say Rudolph.
Why? Just because I say Rudolph? Wait, is that the problem?
Both of you men should be euthanized. Thank you.
Rudolph
30 Days of Bob Dew. We'll be right back. Have you always wanted to live at the bottom of a well? Well, you can now with Bill Wellington's Bottom of the Well Homes. These are homes that can only fit one person, but by God, you'll be living for the first time in your life at the bottom of a well. We have windows on the ceiling. You can look up and see the people staring down and going,
"Hi."
Bob Wellington's Homes in a Well. Call us. We have our agents standing by. We'll show you these beautiful homes. We'll put you down there so you can see what it's like living at the bottom of a well, almost being forgotten and starving to death. Bob Wellington's Homes in a Well by Well Branch. And now, back to Bobby Dooley and 30 Days of the Bob Dew. Here's Skidoo.
Well, my name is Stadoo. Oh, I'm sorry. Here's Stadoo. Jesus, H.
How dare you? What did you just say?
I'm sorry. This is a good paying gig, but I didn't know I had to come in here and talk freak, you know?
Well, you can just, you know, haul your ass out the door the way it came in.
Oh, come on. Get out. You hurt my wife. Get out.
We don't take that from announcers. We just don't take that stuff. All right, we're going to bring on my husband, Steve. And Steve is, bless his heart, has taken up the harmonica. What are you going to do, Steve?
Well, I wanted to play the blues.
Now, I told you, and this is interesting, how a husband can so disrespect and disobey.
Bobby, I didn't mean to.
Wait a minute, Steve. Can so disrespect and disobey a wife. I told you I didn't want you playing the harmonica. I told you it was low rent, low class, no count, downtown, toilet town, didn't I?
Bobby.
Didn't I?
Yes, ma'am, you did. But I said I just want to show you one thing that I know how to do on a...
Go ahead. Here's my husband, Steve, playing the blues. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah.
Is that you with a harmonica?
Yeah.
Well, why aren't you playing it? That other guy's playing it.
Well, I mean...
Stop it. Stop. Is that you on the harmonica or not?
It is, yeah. But mostly I wanted to sing, so...
All right, go ahead and sing. Jeez.
Hey, hit it, yeah. I got the blues every day in the morning. I got the blues every day at night. It's to do blues, yeah. It's to do blues and everything.
Who's the man? Who's the other man singing?
Oh, see, this is wrong. It was supposed to only be me.
Only you in your own mind, right?
Yeah, but
it doesn't work that way, Steve. It has to really be a track with no one else singing. In your mind, you're.
In my mind, I'm doing a solo.
How dare you say solo?
Ow, I didn't mean to say it in terms of porn.
Yes, you did. Apologize to the people.
All right, the other day I said my wife would be doing a solo on Pornhub.
Hell is going outside.
You know what's coming for you? Hellhound on your trail.
Just a looking inside.
There's a hellhound on Stadoo's trail. Yes, the hellhound on the Stadoo's trail.
I don't want to burn in hell, cause I said my beauty's swell. But duty, 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 Bob Dew. I said she'd do a solo on Pornhub, solo.
You really went solo.
And you can't hold a note. You can't hold the key. You're flatting, you're flatting, you're flatting, Bob Dew.
Go rot in hell. Go rot in hell.
Just a going inside.
I don't know. What is he saying about going inside and outside?
Let's hear my harmonica playing one more time, shall we? I think we shall.
I'm Bob Dew.
I'm Stadoo.
Shit. The street where I lay. If only someone would go my bail, I know I'd feel well. Well, I'm Bob Dew. Bob Dew is the one one for you. What are you looking at?
I mean...
Oh, really? Are you Mr. Lyrics all of a sudden?
I think you can do better, Bob.
Her name was Agnes. She came to visit. I'd never had it with a girl.
God damn.
I forget it. If you don't want to know about my life, forget it. Okay, thanks a lot, everyone. This has been, it's been whatever this has been. The Further Adventures, the 30 Days of Bob Doom.
I'm Stu Doom. Join us again tomorrow for another day in the 30 Days
of Bobby Dooley.
Zing, 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 ding, zing. Ow, shit, man.
I swear to God, I'll clock a man. It doesn't matter to me.
A wonderful day.
Have you been drinking?
No.
Let me smell your breath. Let me smell your breath. Straight Applejack, 100 proof.
Bobby and Steve Dooley, 30 Days of Bobby Show. Executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved. Podcast one. Chick Federini speaking.